They put Robert in Stevie's room when Stevie started having night terrors. He was 5, and the terrors came hard one night when he woke up, sure that a monster was trying to get him. He woke up screaming in the dark, and when no lights went on, he screamed louder because he thought the monster heard the screams and would try to kill him now. His mom flicked on the light that first time, and Stevie saw through sleepy eyes his older brother, Robert, 7, rubbing his own eyes with his hands. He was in his train pajamas. Stevie would never forget that. All those years later, he would think of Robert in his train pajamas, wondering why his little brother was screaming. The terrors came 3 nights in a row. The 3rd night was the worst, and Stevie wet the bed and cried. Stevie's dad yelled at his mother the next night. Stevie could hear them in the kitchen, arguing, like they usually did. His dad yelled, "You're not putting Robert in that room with the baby bedwetter." His mom yelled right back at him, "You're not the one who has to get up. You don't even hear him. You're so bummed. Robert's going to sleep with him for a while, and that's the way it's going to be." Then Stevie heard a noise and thought it was somebody falling hard to the floor in the kitchen. He never found out if it was his mom or his dad. Robert didn't have a problem moving in with Stevie. The little house in Indio had 3 bedrooms, 4 if you counted the living room as one, because that's where his dad slept most of the time. He'd drink beer and watch TV, and usually fell asleep with the TV on. That first night, Robert said he'd tell Stevie a story. That was way cool. Stevie loved his big brother because he was athletic and fearless. Stevie wanted to be like Robert in every way, even wishing his brown hair was sandier like Robert's and his eyes blue. And he loved hearing Robert tell stories. Robert could tell the best ghost stories. But tonight, Stevie hoped he wouldn't tell one of those because they were too scary. Then Robert said he was going to tell a monster story, and Stevie said maybe not, and Robert said, "Just hang on and listen." "Once upon a time," Robert began. The room was dark except for the moonlight, and Robert's bed was close enough for Stevie to touch it with his foot. "There were 2 baby monsters. Their names were Arnold and Beeblebobble." Stevie cracked up. Arnold was a funny name, but Beeblebobble was even funnier. Funny names for monsters. A funny monster story he could deal with. "One was green," Robert said, "and one was blue." "Which one was green?" Stevie asked. "Arnold. Beeblebobble was blue." "Cool. Listen to the story." "Okay." One day, Arnold and Beeblebobble decided to go to the store. Arnold wanted some peanut butter and Beeblebobble wanted some gum. So they went into the store and the man screamed, "Monsters!" and ran out of the store. But Arnold and Beeblebobble didn't want to scare him. They were friendly monsters. They just wanted some peanut butter and some gum. "Was anybody else in the store?" "No." So Arnold got some peanut butter and Beeblebobble got some gum, and they left without paying for it. Then the police came and said, "Why did you scare that man?" And they said, "We didn't mean to. We don't want to scare people. We just want to get something to eat. We have money." So the policeman scratched his head and said to the man, "If they have money, then everything's okay." And the man said, "I guess so. I'm sorry. I thought they were trying to scare me." So they paid him and went home and ate the peanut butter and chewed gum. Stevie smiled in the moonlight. "I didn't think monsters did that." "They were baby monsters," Robert said. "They didn't know about scaring people yet." That night, Stevie didn't have the terrors. A week later, at kindergarten, it occurred to Stevie that Robert told the story that way just so he wouldn't be afraid of monsters trying to get him. The terrors never came back. Until the night of the shattered eyes, when the real monsters came.